You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
You begin to realize Jesus is not talking about this temporal life. But what God pays attention to is that real life.
And
anyone who wants to save his life will lose it.
And so
the Lord's not talking about this physical life because somebody loves the world, then they're dead. This loss of this life is the loss of your spiritual
growth.
And whoever loses his life for my sake
will find it.
So the Lord wants us to see something here.
If
you can gain the whole world, not to say that no one can gain the whole
world, but
yet you lost your life,
有什么益处呢?
Is that profit?
人还能拿什么换生命呢?
What will a man do?
我们要跟随耶稣这位生命的主,
and we need to follow this Lord Jesus, who is the Lord of life, to gain life. If we got life,
就算我们赚到全世界, 有什么益处?
If you can gain the whole world, how does that profit you?
人能够拿什么来换生命, 不是光肉身的这一口气啊, 请大家注意,
what will man exchange for the soul? It's not just the breath that you have.
而是在我这个遭遇里面, 如果我没有得到生命的话, 我就浪费了这个环境了。
And what I've encountered now, if I have not gained life, then I've wasted this encounter.
如果我今天没有得到生命的话, 我就浪费了。
If I did not gain life, that I've wasted today.
所以我们要常常问自己, 我争这口气, 我要那个职位, 我吵这个架, 我有什么益处呢?
And we ought to ask ourselves time and time again, I fight for this, I fight for that, I want this, I want that. How does it profit me?
到底我得没有?
Did I gain life through it?
就算我赢了他,
if I defeated this person,
那还有什么益处呢?
How does that profit me?
如果我没有得到生命的话,
if I do not gain life,
如果公司升官是我变成VP,
if I am actually the vice president of a company,
但是我却没有得到主,
yet I did not gain the Lord in the process, then what, how does that profit me?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so use these verses to measure everything we go through in life.
就算我出去度了假,
if I went on a vacation,
但是我没有得到主,
but I did not gain the Lord,
那到底我得到什么?
What did I gain?
啊, 所以这是主耶稣这句话的意思。
As this is what the Lord meant.
然后约翰福音8章12节, 他说, 我是世界的光, 跟从我的就不在黑暗里走, 必要得着生命的光。
John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
真的光,
so true light,
从跟随耶稣来的,
comes from following Jesus.
成长, 从跟随耶稣来的,
the true growth always on Jesus.
哎呀, 今天有多少人读圣经, 说我要去找亮光,
so many people go into the scriptures to say, I want to find light.
亮光从来不是我们可以找得出来的,
light is not something that you can find.
亮光是从跟随耶稣来的,
light comes from following Jesus.
有两个兄弟在外面扫，这个拿着本机一直在那里扫。
There are two brothers that were sweeping outside.
那妈妈问他说，你们在扫什么啊？
So the mom asked them, hey, you guys, what are you guys sweeping?
然后他说，地下室太黑了，我们扫一点光带下去了。
And the brothers were saying, oh, the basement is too dark. We're trying to sweep some light into the basement.
弟兄姊妹，这就像那些读经找亮光的人是一样的。
This is just like those who go to the scriptures to search for light.
我们想找一些光，扫到垃圾桶里面，带到小组茶几来分享。
And we want some light into a bag and take the bag to our fellowship and share it.
弟兄姊妹，所有的光决定在生命的境界里。
Every light, true light, comes from the realms of light.
绝对不是你扫可以扫来的。
It's not something that you can gather up.
真实的光，至圣所里的光，是从二基督国上神荣耀的同在来的。
True light, the light in the tabernacle always come between the cherubim.
外面的日头、月亮完全没有贡献的。
And they do not come from the light sources on the outside of the tabernacle.
今天多少人读圣经是到电脑面前得亮光，而不是来到宝座面前。
So many people read the scriptures and they want to come to understanding and revelation through the internet, but not come to the Lord's throne.
所以我们请求教大家小组今天听大家的交通很感动哈。
And I was really touched when I heard many of the testimonies today.
哎呀，每一个小组都摩拳擦掌，要让自己的教会更好，让自己的小组更好。
And every small group wants their small group to be the best.
啊，请你们带查经的人一定要查经的人一定要更加。
All of you who are leading small groups, you need to be more sincere and be diligent before the Lord. That the Lord would speak to you through the Word, that you may serve others as the Lord.
看来的，少来的，这个偷来的。
What you steal, what you try to gather, those do not work.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
We'll have the light of life, and we'll not walk.
接着就说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
So Peter says, O Lord, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
哎呀，你这么好，不跟你跟谁？
But you're so wonderful. If we don't follow you, who do we follow?
有一个牧师在为别人主持婚，问的每一句话，他们都愿意 I do, I do.
And a pastor was facilitating a wedding, and every question he asked, the couple says, I do, I do.
只有中间问到新娘一句话的时候，就说不管你的先生往哪里去，你都愿意跟随他吗
？So the pastor asked the wife, "No matter where your husband go, you're willing to follow him."
现在新娘不肯。
So the bride became silent.
牧师再问他一遍。
And so the pastor asked her again.
他说不行啊，他是个邮差了。
and the bride says, "No, you don't understand. He's the postman."
我天天跟他在马路上闲逛，怎么
行 ？I can't follow him every single day, everywhere he goes.
跟不上来了哈。
I can't follow.
我们刚才唱是无论是何时的。
We sing the song, follow on, no matter where, no matter when.
无论何处，我们都要跟他。
We will follow him.
哎呀，跟耶稣是太有福的事。
It's such a blessed thing to follow Jesus.
第三个，我们讲到跟随耶稣乃是走生命的路。
And then lastly, we talk about following walk the way of life.
所以我们讲他的 lordship。
So when we speak of His Lordship,
讲到他是主
and we say that He's the Lord,
不光是要在生活中
not only was He to be the Lord in our life,
更是在生命的境界里面
but more importantly in the realms of life,
让基督来替代
that Christ would represent, replace us.
所以真实的侍奉，真实的见证，一定是在生命的境界里面
So true service and testimony will always be around the life.
所以决定不在于只是外面的方法
and it's not just by methods on the outside,
外面的策略，外面的技巧
the planning and the skillfulness of our hands.
神把恩赐给我们，是让我们更有效的来 deliver, 来传递神给我们的丰富和生命。
God gives us gifts that we may be more effective in delivering the gifts that He's given us.
如果我们只剩下生命，只剩下恩赐而没有生命
，and if all we have are the gifts and we don't have life,
就像你拥有全世界第一流的厨房用具，但是却没有肉，没有饭。
Just like if you have the best equipment in the world, but you do not have meat to cook.
你可以几秒钟就锅热了，你可以有最好的设备，但是你却做不出叫人满足的食物。
The water will boil in seconds. You have the most state-of-the-art equipment, but you cannot prepare anything.
所以所有的侍奉，所有的见证，一定是在生命的境界里面。
So every testimony, every service is always in the realm of.
讲到我们在所有的生活、所有的侍奉里面，我们要得着。
So we said that in everything that we go through, every experience, every service, we need to obtain Christ as our life.
所以主耶稣说，我来的是要叫人得生命，并且得着更丰盛的生命。
And so Jesus says, I've come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly.
前两天我跟于师母到南加州服事的时候
just not so long ago, I went to SoCal to serve.
这个于师母举了一个很好的一个例子。
And Sister Nancy gave a wonderful example.
她说我们基督徒是真正的关系企业。
We as Christians, we have the business of relationship.
整个基督徒是一个关系企业。
The entire Christianity is relationship.
我们跟神的关系。
Our relationship with God.
我们跟圣徒们的关系。
Our relationship with God.
关系。
A relationship,
这是一件很重要的事，对不对？
Something very important, right?
你没有这个关系，你怎么样过基督徒的生活？
If you do not have these relationships, how do you live as a Christian?
我们真是关系企业。
So we are in the business of relationship.
然后我也要加上一句，我们基督徒是在生命的境界里面，生命的世界。
And I want to add the word that we as Christians, we need to be in the realm of life.
如果不在生命里面
and if it's not in life,
就没有一件事可以带到永世里去
and there's not a thing you can bring into eternity,
不在基督里面
if it's not in Christ,
就没有一件事情经过火还会留下来
there's not a thing that can withstand the fire that burns.
失败和任何事情只要跟基督发生关系就是什么大事
so Brother Spar says that anything that's related to Christ is a huge thing.
哎呀弟兄姊妹这种话我都怕大家听疲了，然后就忘记它的重要性跟分量。
And I worry that you hear these words so often that you neglect the importance of these words.
任何一件事情呢
？Anything
跟基督发生关系就是大事。
If it comes in touch with Christ, it's a big thing.
任何的侍奉，任何的事，人看到没看到，人给我们掌声，没有掌声，对我姊妹都不是最重要的。
Any service, anything you do, whether people see it, whether people praise you for it or not, it's not important.
要跟基督发生关系。
But if it has something to do and it touches Christ, it's a big thing.
哦，管你在雅虎、在 Google、在 HP、在 IBM、在任何公司，那都不是重要的事。
It doesn't matter what great corporation that you're in. It's not a big thing.
跟基督发生关系就是大事。
But if it's related with Christ, it's a big thing.
国父孙中山先生说：“不要立志做大官，要立志做大事。”
And
有没有记不记得？你们都忘记了？记得哈。啊，他不记得了，没关系。跟基督发生关系就是大事了。
Anything that's related to Christ is a big thing.
所以我们里面要有一个神圣的不甘心。
So we need to have a holy satisfaction.
如果一天
any one day,
如果任何一个遭遇
any experience that we go,
如果任何一个局面里面我没有得着基督的话
any circumstance that I am in and I have not gained Christ,
求神让我们里面若有所失。
And then we ask the Lord to give us a sense of loss.
大家去过 Home Depot, 去过 Best Buy 这些店里面。
Gone to Home Depot and gone to Best Buy.
如果你没有付钱把一个贵重的东西带出来，当你经过那个铁门的时候，会发生什么事
？If you do not, if you're not the item and you begin to walk out the door, what happens?
Any young people 有没有看到过
？Any one of the young people done that before?
那个 alarm 马上就响，对不对？啊？干嘛 ？Oh, you have done that before by mistake, 嘛哈。你一走出去，人家马上 detect 到，马上就查到，马上警铃就叫。
As soon as you walk through those doors, you know the alarms will go off.
如果他就让人可以这样自由出去的话，这就是公司的一个损失。
And if any man can walk out casually without the alarm goes off, that becomes a loss to the company.
今天任何一个遭遇在我们的身上经过我们的时候，如果我没有留下基督的话
，If anything that goes through my life, I do not retain Christ in the midst of it,
我就被仇敌。偷去了，破坏了一个得产业的机会。
Satan stole an opportunity for me to gain an inheritance.
所有东西经过那个收银机，嗯一响，你就得 pay the price， 让这个公司没有受到损失。
And everything that crosses that door, the alarm cannot go off, so that the company will not lose something.
任何的遭遇从我身上经过的时候，如果基督的价值没有留下来，我就损失了。
Anything that goes through my life.The value of Christ did not stay, then I lost something.
我们里面要有那个不甘心舍不得。
We need to have that dissatisfaction in our hearts.
昨天晚上于师母跟 Aaron 跑去这个医院里面去的时候，照完相放在旁边就被别人偷走了。
So Nancy and Aaron went to the hospital. They had the camera. They took some shots. They set the camera on the side, and somebody took it.
用了三四年了哈。
Yes, I've used that camera for about 3-4 years.
但是他们还是尽可能去找。后来警察来帮忙，就叫那个人这个交出来了。
And they did look around, and they actually called the cops. And the cops came, and they found the person that took it.
因为我们不甘心随便浪费，尤其如果是很有价值、很有纪念性。
Because we don't want to just lose anything, particularly anything of value.
这是保罗在以弗所第五章所说的啊，要 make the most of every opportunity.
So Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5, make the most of every opportunity that you have.
中文翻作要爱惜光阴。
And so,
因为现在的事，真的我们要抓住每一个机会，我一定要得到主。
Take every opportunity to lay hold of Jesus.
保罗说我只有一件事。
So Paul says I have but one thing.
他有一个最专注的追求。
And I have a singularity in pursuit.
我忘记背后如律面前向着标杆直跑，我要得到神在基督耶稣里从上头召我来得的奖赏。
Forget what's behind me, I press what's before me towards the goal for what Christ has called me to lay hold of.
他有最专注、非常 focus 的一个追求。
He had a very focused pursuit.
他有一个最智慧的拣选，我以得着基督为至宝。
And he has a very wise choice, and I count laying hold of Christ as the utmost price.
彼得也一样，但是他说我要更加殷勤，有了什么要加上什么，要加上什么，他都是为了得到基督的生命。
And Peter says to be diligent. After I have such and such, I need to gain such and such.
这是在彼得后书第一章第四节到第八节，你们回答可以看哈。得生命还要加啊，要一直要殷勤的追求生命。
And this diligence of the increase of life goes on and on from layer to layer.
所以我说，总要趁着还有今日，我们要竭力的得到神的圣好。
And while there is still today, we want to lay hold the very best of the Lord.
这个神的圣好就是耶稣基督。
And the very best of God is Jesus.
而第二件事情讲到我们在生命里面不光得基督做生命。
And secondly, not only do we gain Christ as our life,
我们也希望在凡事上能够流露基督的馨香，活出基督的荣美。
But in all things that we may diffuse the fragrance of Jesus and live out the beauty of Jesus.
所以保罗说，感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，而且借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
So Paul says now, thank be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuse the fragrance of His knowledge in every place.
这是讲到基督徒的影响力。
The influence of every Christian.
我一直晓得现在弟兄姊妹的答案是什么。
I asked brother and sister once before, I don't know what your answer is now.
你觉得你自己没有影响力的，请举手。
Everybody who feels that I do not have the power of influence, raise your hand.
觉得自己没有影响力。
Anyone who feels that I have not the power of influence.
这样说他没有影响力，你现在就很影响我，你知道吗？
John Rose's hand, but he's really influenced me quite a bit now.
每一个人都有影响力。
Every person has the power of influence.
只是正面、反面，只是大跟小的不同。
Whether it's positive, it's negative, its magnitude will be different.
圣经里面告诉我们，基督徒的影响力是可以叫人死、叫人活的。
And the scripture says that our ability of influence can cause a man to live or cause a man to die.
应该大到一个地步，可以他就死，叫人活他就活。
It is so great to the point that it can influence where they may live.
因为现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Because it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
这就是生命。
This is life.
全是生命。
It's entirely life.
所以以前有一个英国有一个哲学家叫 Spencer。
A philosopher in England, his name is Spencer, and he never wanted to marry.
Then now, why not? You
don't want to? So everybody asked him, "How come you don't want to get married?"
难道你不会后悔吗？
Aren't you going to regret it?
Spencer 常常回答说。
And the man replies,
每次想到全世界现在有一个女人因为没有嫁给我而过着幸福的生活，我就觉得值得。
Whenever I think about this particular woman because he did not marry me and he's having a wonderful life, and I think it's worth it.
这个是消极的祝福啊。
This is a passive blessing.
你不会破坏人家的幸福。
That you would not ruin someone else's future.
那我们要做一个积极给人祝福的人。
But we need to be those who are positive in blessing others.
能够在各处显扬因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
That we're able to diffuse the fragrance of Jesus Christ because of the knowledge of Jesus.
有一首诗歌说 ，Make me a blessing, 让我成为一个祝福。
Me a blessing.
如果我这个人真是的话
If I can really diffuse the fragrance of Jesus,
天下人所有人跟我接触都要从我身上得到基督，得到祝福。
Everyone who comes in contact with me would lay hold of the beauty of Christ.
所以你碰一个活一个。
So you touch one person, he comes alive.
我们如果死在罪恶过犯中，我们碰一个死一个。
We die in sin, we touch one, another person dies.
人家原来快快乐乐来，把整个聚会搞坏了。
And everybody has a wonderful meeting. You walk in, and the meeting.
全家快快乐乐的，你一下班全家完了。
Everybody is happy in the family, so as you come home from work.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们可以叫人死，叫人活。
We actually have the ability to cause people to live or to die.
如果我们是常常叫人家死，叫人家受苦的。
If we often cause other people to die.
弟兄姊妹，我们要求神光照我们。
And we need to ask the Lord to enlighten us.
我们就宁可像 Spencer 一样，不跟人家结婚，你就少跟别人接触，因为一碰就死了。
We'd rather be like Spencer.Not to get married or not to come in contact with anyone because anyone you touch, they're going to be dead.
但是我更希望我们
But I want us to be more active and more positive.
能够把 复活的馨香带去。
Go and bring forth the fragrance of light.
把光带到黑暗的里面去。
Bring light into darkness.
能够把盐撒到这个腐败的世界里面去。
Salt into this corrupted world.
那把盐的新鲜、有味道的生命和人生带给那些已经活得不耐烦的人。
Bring salt, bring flavor to those who are bored of their lives.
啊，第三个。
And thirdly,
当我们的生命在我们里面不断的成长成型的时候
and when this life continues to grow and begins to form,
我们希望我们都成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证
and we pray that we are all witnesses of Jesus Christ, of Him who is the Word becoming flesh.
无论生无论死，都叫基督在我身上可以照常显大
whether by life or by death, that Christ may be magnified through me.
我上次跟你们我在2020芝加哥福音大会的时候
2006, I went to Chicago for a conference.
那次大会另外一位讲员李秀全牧师讲了一句话，一直在我的里面。
And there was a pastor, a guest speaker at the time, Pastor Lee. He spoke something that still resonates in my heart today.
他说：“生命是我的讲章，生活是我的讲台。”
And he says, "Life is my message. Is my message. The days that I live is my."
好，弟兄姊妹，我觉得这句话的境界真的是太高，我真的觉得在主的面前很亏欠。
And I said that these words are very high, and I feel that I am bored of His words.
生命是我们的讲章
，Life is our epistle.
生活是我们的讲台
，Our everyday, the way we live is our pulpit.
如果我们每一个基督徒自己就是那一张福音单张的话
，If we as Christians we are that gospel tract.
我们常出去发了，我们自己就是那张福音。
We don't need to go and pass out the tracts. We ourselves is that tract.
别人不光听见福音，别人看见福音。
People don't just hear the gospel; they see the gospel.
别人不光听见耶稣的名字，别人看见道成肉身。
They don't just hear the name of Jesus; they see in you the Word becoming flesh.
到处都有人活着是耶稣。
Everybody lives as Jesus.
我讲这个基督是我们的本钱，我们的机会。
Christ is our saving.
我们的本钱就是
capital.
Yeah.
Christ is our capital and
环境是我们的钱。
And are our opportunities.
有的还要嫁给他。
And those who have will be given to him.
当我们在这里经营基督的时候。
And when we do business with Christ.
如果我们整个的注意力就是集中在基督、基督、基督。
If our entire focus is Christ, Christ, Christ.
我们这个人一定丰富。
And we will be rich.
做黄金买卖的，他只对黄金有兴趣。
And someone who trades gold, he only has interest in gold.
做干细胞研究的，他是对干细胞有兴趣。
Someone who does research in cancer, he only has research in cancer or interest in cancer.
做电脑买卖的，他可能就是对电器特别有兴趣。
And anyone who does business in computers, he only has interest in electronics.
我们经营基督的人，我们只对基督有兴趣。
And if we are businessmen of Christ, then we have interest in Christ.
当你在那里跟我讲那么多的时候，我一句话，他说：“先生，我们要见耶稣。”
And when you go and talk to me about so many things, I would say, Mr.We just want to see Jesus.
你可以跟我讲这个道理，讲那个道理，各样的哲学，甚至各样的神学。我只想告诉你说，先生，我只想要。
And I just want to see Jesus.
我们何等希望我们每一个人在主的面前都是这样。
And how I pray every single one of us are this way.
今天是新年的第一天。
The first day of the year.
希望我们每一天都这样。
And we pray that every day is the same.
我前一阵子叫我两个儿子写他们的 life statement.
And not too long ago, I asked my sons to write.
你们不要听错，我不是叫他们写遗书
，asking them to write their will，
叫他们写 mission statement， 这个整个人生使命宣言。
I want them to write their life statement. What is it that they want to do？
我一直告诉他们，我不要标准答案。
And I told them I don't want a standard answer.
真的那个东西是从你里面出来，它会控制你生活。
I want that thing that is from your very core that actually drives the way you live.
你不管做什么，你不管到了什么年纪，你现在是在怎样的这个 emotion 的里面，这个东西会出来影响你。
And no matter where you are, what circumstances, what age you are, this very core will influence you.
我就跟他们讲，在我现阶段里面。在我 current stage， 在我现在的情形。
And I told them in my current state right now。
我说在我里面一直就是这样。
And I say for me it is so。
主呼召我 ，Jesus only, Jesus ever。
And when Jesus called me in the statement, Jesus only, Jesus ever。
唯有基督，永是基督，这是我整个人生的标杆。
Jesus only, Jesus ever is my aim for all of my life。
虽然我差远了。
Though I am far from it。
但是这是我心里面的意向，这是我的标杆。
But it is the vision within my heart, it is my
所以我说在我的生活里面当我要把它弄到 practical 很实际的生活里面的时候
So what I aim to make it practical in my life
我说现在还有今天
So I say while it is still called today
我要竭力得着神的圣号就是得着基督
I want to do all that I can to lay hold on God which is Christ
我也希望活出我的最好来就是活出基督
I want to live out my very best which is Christ
弟兄姊妹我不知道我们的 life statement 是什么
Brothers and sisters, I do not know what your life statement is
如果我们真是要跟随基督走生命的路
If we follow Jesus to walk the way of life
所有的真实的生活侍奉通通都在生命的境界
True service, everything that we do, it is in the realms of life
当我们不在生命里的时候自己一定知道
We're operating in the realms of life, we know
当我们在讲是非讲善恶的时候我们里面碰到的都是死亡都是搅扰
And when we talk about right and wrong we talk about good and evil we know that we are distracted and we are
当我们一回到生命的境界里面
But whenever we return to the realms of life
我们能够说主啊有你够了
And when we say Jesus it is enough to have you
而且当我们每一次这样子舍己
And every time we deny ourselves to follow Him, our life will grow. And I pray that one footstep at a time, we would walk this way of life. Every single day, our days would be counted by the Lord. And we do not waste any opportunity. And every circumstance has a value.
Every single step.
That every single step will be counted.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.